see this.
No, let me know.
It's going. This has started. Today,
that
I...
That easy.
Okay. Hello. Today, I'm interviewing my mom, Laura, and she's 30 years old. Just kidding. She's 47. Nailed it.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, seriously, you're 48 now? Oh, shoot. How old's dad?
You don't know how old I am.
Mom, I can barely keep track of my age. 49. You're not 50. Oh my gosh. Wait, seriously, when did this happen?
I know, when did this happen?
I used to like know your ages like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I got stuck whenever dad turned 50 because then we started counting backwards for him. So, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I got... Well, let's start going backwards for me, too.
Okay, no, now you 50. Can... Yeah, but now you're always going to be older than him since we're going backwards.
That kind of stinks.
Whoops. Why did I choose this person? I don't know if this is actually supposed to be part of the interview, but, Mom, I chose you because you're just fantastic.
Oh.
Okay. First question. What are your earliest memories?
My very earliest memories.
Yes. We were talking, Addison and I were talking about it. Remember?
My earliest memories that I can remember when I was about 3 years old, I remember having it was a little duck, a little plastic toy duck.
Like the ones we used to have in the bathtub?
Like a little like that, yeah. And it was white and blue. And I can remember taking it to get my picture taken. You know, Grammy had, I don't know where that picture is at. I'm sure we have it somewhere. But I can remember being terrified. Back then, the cameras were these big, giant cameras. And I was, like, really, really terrified to get my picture taken because it wasn't, like, you know, wasn't something you did that often. And they were big, you know, cameras with big flashes. And I remember her, we were at Kmart. I remember her telling me that she would buy me, I liked cars back then, so she promised to buy me a car.
Addison, I liked cars, too.
Yeah.
Just like we used to play in the room.
Yep. So I kind of sucked it up and got brave and had my picture taken.
I'll buy you a car.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a car.
Not a real car. Just a toy car.
That's who you could bribe me. I'll take a car.
Yeah.
No, remember at dinner just the other day, Addison and I were talking about our earliest memories?
Yeah.
Remember I started talking about the bee in my room?
And
what did Addison say?
I don't know what he said.
I don't even remember. But, like, we literally were talking about that at dinner the other day. I was like, oh, funny.
And how old were you when the bee came in your room?
I don't... No, it didn't come in my room. It was dead on my floor whenever I woke up for church one day.
Okay.
Did you pay attention to the story?
Yeah, I mean, I remember, but I thought it had been alive or, like, partially
alive.
No,
it was dead.
Okay.
That and whenever I fell in the middle of the hallway. We don't need to talk about that. How do you edit stuff out of this? Okay. What is your favorite childhood memory?
That's a tough one. I mean, there's just a lot of them, right? I don't know.
Pink spotlight, going to the movies.
Yeah. I mean, some of those are when I was older. Like, are you looking for
yeah,
something?
Yeah, no, whenever you're little.
When I'm really little?
Yeah.
You know, I guess I would have to say things like,
wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah, definitely playing. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know your answers.
Yeah, we did used to play that in the spotlight, and that was quite a few years out of my life. But when I was really little, I remember going to the pool every day, and then sometimes we would stay, and we'd get pizza for dinner at the pool, and Pappy would come and we'd spend the evening and they would turn on the lights inside the pool and we'd stay and swim, and I thought that was exciting.
This segues into your most scarring childhood memory. Come on, Mom. I know the answer to this.
You know the answer to this?
Yes, I know it.
I two things come to mind.
I know both of them.
You know both of them?
Yes.
My sister...
Oh, no. I wasn't even going to say that. No, I was thinking the tricycle down the driveway.
See, I don't remember that. I think I was more scarring to Grammy than it was to me.
I don't remember that. Okay, well, I definitely know the second one.
Okay, so the second one was getting severely, severely
burnt.
Sunburned.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That hurt so bad. Like, I had big... big chunks of skin, and I mean, it hurt so bad. I was really, really burnt.
Whenever you said the pool, like for your favorite childhood memories, I was like, yeah. Mom, you
oh, can... I loved the pool, but we had no sunblock back then, so I would just get
you
burnt
didn't have
to a crisp.
Sunblock?
No.
Sunblock didn't exist.
It did not exist.
You're telling me sunblock was invented.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I really, really got burnt. Like, I'm sure it blistered, big giant blister. Like, I'm sure that was considered second degree burns for sure. Like, it
was bad.
Well,
yeah, if it blisters, it's a second degree burn.
Oh, it was so bad and so
painful. I learned that in anatomy.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. That's why I was so excited about that.
But the yeah, that's right. Oh, this was all over my back. It hurts so bad. But the other one, Aunt Cheryl used to, on a regular basis, used to take my, she'd pinch me and then she'd twist it, and I would be in so much pain from it that I couldn't even scream, and I would kept trying to tell Grammy that she was doing this to me, and she didn't believe me.
Tell the story. Yes.
And so finally one day she caught her doing it. I remember being like, my eyes were wide open and they're tearing and she's twisting and I'm in pain, but I'm seeing Grammy coming up behind her, and I'm like, oh, please hurry, come. And she grabbed her by her hair and she said, does this hurt?
Wait, what's the story with the cupcake or something that, like, Grammy wouldn't let you... she wasn't gonna let one of you eat like a cookie or a cupcake or something, and then like Aunt Cheryl was like rubbing it in your face.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that one either. She remembered that one.
Really?
Maybe I didn't eat my supper or something. I wasn't allowed to have, you know, a cupcake for snack that night, and she had hers, and yeah, she was like, you know, putting it in my face. Aww. And going na 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 na, and then apparently Grammy caught her doing that, and she thought she was giving me cupcake and was like, you know, thought I was getting cupcake. Meanwhile, she was just being not nice.
Scarring.
Yeah, that one wasn't scarring, but...
Addison would say whenever I pushed him into the wall and his head hit the corner of the wall. You know the one he always brings up?
In the bathroom?
Yes. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. The mm-hmm. one he literally always brings up. He'll never forget that. And that was literally like over a decade ago.
Yeah.
What was your favorite game to play as a kid?
Oh... Here again, many of them.
Spotlight.
Yeah, probably Spotlight, but we played a lot of things. There was a lot of kids in our neighborhood, we were all different ages, but, you know, we had the Costanzas. So Joey was, you know, Aunt Cheryl's age, and Anthony was like 2 years younger than Joey, and then there was Rosie, who was 2 years younger than me, and then we had
Anthony,
the Lascos.
Anthony's dad. Wait, Anthony.
No, this would be his uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an Uncle Anthony, too. So Lisa has a brother, Anthony.
So Anthony was named after Uncle Anthony?
I guess both, you know, kind of both, because he had an Uncle Anthony and a Dad Anthony. So, but yeah, and then the Lascos, there was the four kids, and they were much younger. But we would always go, we always wound up at the Lascos' house. And then there were Wagners, and the Nolfs were there. There was a ton of kids. And we would play... wiffle ball every day, and then usually at night we'd play Spotlight. We did that a ton. That was like one of my favorite things to do. We had so much fun, and we'd be out until, you know, 11 o'clock at night doing this, running all over the neighborhood. But on a rainy day, we'd sit on Lasco's porch and we'd play Monopoly.
I was gonna say, but what about board games?
Yeah, we did, and I always played a lot of Clue with just, you know, Pappy and Grammy and Aunt Cheryl. That was my favorite game with at home with them. So...
Like, we'd play with Aunt Cheryl and Addison whenever she came.
Yes, absolutely. We loved that game.
I always think about, I don't know, Addison and I playing imaginary games. But, like, you didn't really play imaginary. Like, I mean, Addison and I didn't have, like, a whole neighborhood to play wiffle ball.
Right, but you guys played a lot together. Like, you would set up all of the little people all
yeah.
over the living room,
but
and you
like,
would play
we
that.
We were really little, and we would play, like, boys and girls. And
yeah, yeah.
Like, our missions game downstairs.
Yes, well, you
like,
did that with Pappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the one Pappy that Pappy would give up. I was detective, and Addison was lieutenant. And he'd be like... You gotta go. Someone stole a bunch of stuff from the Giant Eagle. And you gotta go bust them. You'd be like, put out an APB on them. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I don't know. We played imaginary games.
You know? Well, and you guys made that movie. I've got to get that movie
after that. Seriously, are you
gonna... I know. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that fixed. I already said that to...
Wait, Mrs. Fleeger said that, right? Because I want to get that
fixed. I think somebody she knows fixes those, so, yeah.
That would be fantastic. There are so many good things on that camera.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of good stuff.
Literally Nationals is on that camera. Mm-hmm.
The Jet Set's on there.
Yeah. I know.
There's a lot of your freshman year of being majorette, and maybe even your sophomore year of majorette.
Yeah, I think you're right. I love sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That was my favorite halftime. I wanted to watch it, and I couldn't. Then I realized that's where it was at.
Yeah, me too. Literally, okay, someone had a trumpet solo in like one of the halftimes. We were like, Jeffrey Will? As a joke, like we always do that. Because we're like, Jeffrey? And then like after the banquet, like last year for the seniors, Mr. Shipman whipped out their freshman year halftime show. And then like played it at one of them. So we asked him if he'd do it for us, and he said that like one of the upcoming practices he'll do it for us, which was like Malaguena and stuff.
Right.
But I was like, I really liked sophomore year. I mean, that was my first year's feature.
That was my favorite
year. Bohemian Rhapsody, like that was so fun.
It was just a good halftime. I liked that.
Yeah,
halftime.
And I was everywhere.
Yeah, I liked how you were all over the field.
I know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to watch that. And I was like, I don't think we didn't have our phones then. Like we got our phones at Christmas that year.
Right. Exactly.
So like everything. I was like, where would that be?
It's on
and
there.
It's on that camera.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I want to watch that so bad.
Yeah, me too. I gotta get it fixed.
Let's do that ASAP.
Yeah.
I want to watch that movie too.
Oh, so do I. Funny. Yeah, you guys worked so hard on that movie. Gosh. So, so funny.
So embarrassing. So funny, though. Like, I thought about that the other day, too, how, like, we set it up right there, and then, like, the camera just, like, switched scenes, and Addison was sitting there, like, sunglasses and a mustache.
Yeah, you guys, like, what? You would spend hours going back to your closets, like, looking for things that you could use as, props or your costumes.
We duct taped the cellar.
I know, to make it look
the
like
jail.
Bars. I couldn't get that into the freezer.
You got so mad about that.
Well, you guys got mad at me because I would move it.
You kept taking it down. We're like, Mom, it's our movie. Oh my god!
I didn't know what you guys were even doing with
like,
it.
Like, Mom. Oh my god.
Very creative. You guys were very creative.
Oh my gosh, we used the resources we had.
Yes, you did. I tell everyone at school about how you guys made that movie.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. I just want to watch it again. Yeah. There's two parts to it.
Yeah. I remember you guys had a bag. Oh, you were like doing the...
No, because like cars would drive by and we'd be in our front yard dressed in all black with black garbage bags with stuffed animals.
You were pretending to do. Yeah.
Lady Maylack at school one day was like laughing because I was telling her about it. And she was like, oh yeah, my mom goes inside and she's like, Lady, you can go play with the stewards. They're playing ninjas. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's so funny.
So embarrassing. Because we were literally outside dressed as robbers. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you guys were so entertaining. Oh, and I liked the show that you guys did too. That you wanted the show?
Wait, what?
You wanted to put it on like YouTube or whatever.
Oh my gosh, Kids Web.
Yes.
Well, we still have all those. That's not on that camera. We have
It's on the
desk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
We did those all on the desk.
You would try to like do ABCs with a mouthful of something.
Yeah, I know.
Just all kinds of different things.
Yeah, we still have all of those.
And I would photobomb every once in a while because I would know you guys.
We'd be like, Mom. Oh my gosh, that was so funny. No, the one time. Oh my gosh, that was our favorite. We were in the bathroom doing like a skit for a barber shop.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you're like, don't use those scissors. We got so mad. We're like, Mom, we were recording. I can't believe. Oh my gosh. It's literally right over there. Like we could watch those.
Yeah.
Those are so funny.
Those are very funny.
No. I remember we started recording and we were like, sorry about the interruption. Our mom came.
Oh, and you were so mad at me. Oh, you guys were so mad at me.
Because I was pretending to cut his hair and like those little scissors in the fingernail pack. You were like,
I thought you were actually going to cut him.
Like, don't cut his hair.
And well, I mean, kids do that.
We were like, Mom. And I was like, you're like, don't make a face. I was like, Mom, we're recording. I was like, why would I actually use the scissors?
Because kids do that. They do stuff like that.
Yeah, but we were old enough not to do that.
How old were you?
10 and 8, maybe.
Oh, the perfect ages. 11 and 9.
No, I knew not to cut my brother's hair.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
I was worried.
That was so dumb.
Especially when I walk in and I see you.
Yeah, that's probably what I was doing, too. Mom, that was a doubt moment.
Doubt?
Doubt.
I probably just, what I said.
I just told someone about that the other day. Doubt. Don't. I could just throw your hat off the ski lift. Downed. Downed. Who did I just tell that about? Maybe it was E-Halt and Colton. That was really funny. Downed.
Yep.
Did you have any hobbies or extracurriculars I didn't know about? Because obviously you did baton and dance.
Mm-hmm. Did baton and dance. I mean, I did chorus when I was in elementary school. I did solos. I did solos. Dad didn't make
I
made chorus and I made the tryout for doing a solo, so.
Dad couldn't make fourth grade chorus, but you were a little bit more successful.
Yes, I was a little more successful. I did a solo in both fifth and sixth grade, so.
And then you quit?
Yeah, I didn't do chorus in middle school.
At least I made it that far, Mom. I quit.
Yeah, sure. I don't know why I didn't continue to do it. I think I just felt like I really wasn't that good of a singer, and, you know, I just didn't keep going.
But here we are trying out for musical, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. But, like, you didn't bake or anything? Because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like my kids will obviously know that I danced and did
Baton. Right. I mean, Yeah, I did do track. Yeah. I was terrible at it. So I was horrible at it. So I wound up doing, I was a stat for the baseball team probably my junior and senior year, I'm thinking. Yeah, I wasn't very good at.
Wait, so you didn't do track your junior and senior year?
I totally stunk at it. Not a good runner.
I guess
I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I did. No. Can't think of anything else. I mean, I was like you. I pretty much spent most of my time
dance with Tom.
Yeah, doing that kind of stuff. So.
Who were your best friends in elementary school? So, I'm guessing this is different than your friends in high school, because I feel like I could name some of your friends in high school.
No, I had the same.
Wait, really?
Friends throughout.
Forever.
That was one of the conversations Daddy and I had when we were trying to decide if we were going to send you to St. Luke's and then to Freeport.
Oh, because then.
Because all of my best friends were from what I had in elementary school. They were my best friends on through high school. So that was a big consideration.
Because it would have switched.
It could, right. It most, especially for going to, like, I don't know how it worked out for Ariana.
But, yeah, I mean, no, she has tons of friends.
Right, obviously she does, but I was worried about how that would pan out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's hard to go
it's
suddenly.
It's probably scary at first.
Well, and she didn't go until ninth grade, right?
She stayed there until
eighth grade,
yeah. She,
you know, I don't know. It's tough to just suddenly go, you know, but. Then again, you probably would have known a ton of people just like you do from all the school districts. Things are different today than they used to be. But, my best friends were Laura Magnetta and Lori Taddy.
Boom.
They remained pretty much my best friends throughout.
I mean, I guess my best friend in first grade was, I don't know, like that Jenna girl, but she moved.
Right.
And Caitlin Ritter.
Right.
But second grade, like, I guess I'm so... I guess I don't know Jenna, but I'm still really good friends with Caitlin. And then second grade was Sydney, who's still our friend group.
Right, yep.
And Isabella, too, was in that second grade class. And then third grade was when I met Emily.
Right, I remember you and Emily getting to be friends.
And Jessica, but then Jessica moved.
Yeah.
And we're really good friends with Cobb, too.
Yeah.
And I'm still really close with him. And, of course, Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
And then... fourth grade, Isabella and Emily were in Mitlow, and then Sydney and I were in, and Ainsley was in Vantine.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, we all came back together in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then junior high, like, I remember Mrs. Trudgeon was like, you're not going to have the same friends at the end of your high school career as you do right now. Like, you're not going to have the same friend group.
A lot
like,
of people think that. I know. But
maybe it is like that for some people. Like, we have the same friend group.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe boys are, because Daddy kept saying he didn't keep the same friends, but I kind of think boys tend to be a little different. I think girls...
Whoever you're around, like, that's who you're going to be friends with.
Right. They're, you know, I think girls form much more deeper bonds, and you just don't get rid of that. I mean, I don't know. Krista, of course, was one of my best friends as well growing up, but I didn't know her until, you know, she was 2 years older than me, so I didn't know her until Young Americans. So I'm trying to think. Probably not until I was in high school is when I finally met her. But Lori and Laura, I had been cheerleaders with them. Lori Taddy was the very first person that I made friends with in kindergarten. Like, literally, as I went into the kindergarten room and I was scared to death, she was one of the first people I saw, and I walked up to her, "Hi, I'm Lori, you know, my name's Lori." Her name was Lori, and we hit it off, and we were just the BFFs all during kindergarten. And now, Laura Magnetta, I actually think moved to our school first or second, I can't remember. I remember her telling me, because I didn't see her or know who she was in kindergarten. I remember seeing her in first grade. She wasn't in my class. And second grade, I was not friends with her. I think she was in my class, but I wasn't really good friends with her at that point. Her and I really didn't become best friends until like fourth grade. And then...
I mean, that's still a long time.
Oh, yeah.
A friend.
Yes.
Because friend groups do... switch around, I guess, from like, especially from elementary to high school. Like,
it's hard in elementary because they keep separating you.
Yeah, I know. And in high school, you can like,
right? I don't know. Right. You have more control over what your own life. I
changed my lunch this year so I can be with my friends.
Right.
Like pretty much my entire friend group is in the same lunch, and like, I'd be so upset if I weren't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I switched my Englishes so I could be with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, I guess I have been with them for like. Since
long,
elementary school.
Long-time friends.
But I do know, like, I don't know if I think about the friend groups now, like, they're definitely different than how they were in elementary school.
Yeah, so a lot of them are. But, yeah, I tended to pretty much stay with, you know, and there were different people who kind of, like you say, our friend group changed a little bit over the years. But, you know, those two were very much constants in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, who were your best friends in high school, but I guess...
They were the same people, pretty much, yeah.
Favorite high school memories? I love high school.
Yeah, I liked high school a lot, too. High school memories. I really liked, you know, I was sitting there thinking how much I loved kids helping kids in elementary school. In high school, and they don't really do stuff like this anymore, but they used to do a thing where you could... donate so much money to have two people get up on in the lunchroom, get up on the table and kiss. So,
oh my god!
Like, it was something, you know, obviously they would put people, you know, that didn't want to be up there kissing, you know, they did that.
Or you'd set people up.
Yes,
oh my gosh,
exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, so they used to do that.
The loudest thing that we do is like Valentine's. We didn't even do those last year, you know, like whenever you send someone a Valentine and then like in homeroom. The people in Tri-M would come and sing to you and give you, like, the note of whoever gave it to you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you didn't make people kiss.
Oh, I know. They actually...
people got sick?
Well, and, you know, I kind of think, because we had a new principal my sophomore year, and I think he put an end to it. He wouldn't let us do it anymore. But I remember doing, you know...
because it's kind of crazy.
Well, they had done that for many years,
that's crazy.
You know. You know, I don't know. Again, I have a lot of good memories from high school. Band was a great memory.
We
had band fifth period. The way they
like
did
marching
it.
Marching band.
Marching band, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's how it was like the year before we came.
Right. They don't have that anymore. So, you know, you had band during football season, but then after that, it was just like a study hall the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's how it is for all the sequinettes at Butler.
Right. And so we would have so much fun. We'd go down and visit everyone, you know, like, because it was lunch period. They had three different, you know, so it was a long period. And they had, we'd go down to the other, you know, I think I had C lunch.
An extra long lunch.
We'd go down and sit with the other people at the other lunches, or we'd go running around. Like, we had so much fun. We were just, you know.
That's how, like, my study hall before lunch is. Like, yeah. I have a study hall every other day. And that's how it was, like, last year with Emily and I.
Yeah.
And, like, Lexi and Sarah and Ashley. Because we were all in regular band, but not jazz band. So we had a study hall every other day.
Yeah.
And then lunch.
Yeah.
And, like, we would always go to Talon's room and then just, like, go wherever we want, because we wouldn't have to worry about, like, reporting anyway or, like,
right. Class. Like, yeah, we'd go do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Or, like, seventh period last year. Like, the first semester, you know, Isabella and I had music and tech. But then the second semester, we had that study hall, and we would ask to just go down to music and tech, but, like, on our way, we'd, like, stop in Talon's room, and then I'd give Addison a hug, and we could just, like, pop in wherever we wanted, basically.
Right, yeah.
We'd drop our stuff off, and then we could go to the bathroom or wherever. Not really.
Yeah.
Funny. Huh. I love that study hall.
Yeah, yeah, we had a good, I loved band, you know, we had a really good football team back then. We won the championship our junior year. It was our junior year.
You like went to, like, Heinz Field and everything?
No, we didn't go that far. We won, like, the Whippy, right, and then in the playoffs, I remember we went up to Butler. We had our playoff game up in Butler, and we lost that game. I think it was to Riverside or something like that.
The River Rats.
Yeah.
That's Riverview.
No, is that, I don't know. I don't know where Riverside even is.
I don't know. There's Riverside and there's Riverview, and the Riverview is the River Rats.
River? No kidding, River Rats.
I don't know. No, that's just what...
Oh, that's just what everyone else calls them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought that was their actual mascot.
The distance team, the cross-country team, that's what we've always called them.
Yeah.
Even though we like going there because it's right by Oakmont Bakery.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
No, I'll never forget, like, freshman year, T-Ben literally just was like, everyone give me money, and he just, like, went, and he came back with all these pastries.
Oh, I know. That hadn't been heavy carrying that all. You know, and they're moving that.
No, Bowser.
Oh, yeah. No. They're moving that to right where that school was. Like, it would be really close now.
Oh, my gosh. Literally, everyone that goes out of school is so lucky. Like, I would just walk there after school.
Oh, my gosh. They probably go there every... We get
sheets. They get Oakmont Bakery.
That's much better.
I'd be so jealous.
Uh-huh.
I'd be... Oh, my gosh. I'd be poor.
Yeah.
So I'd be buying stuff all the time.
And stuff's good. I gotta get down there. I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah. You need another dentist appointment, Mom.
Yeah,
gonna have to bring a tooth.
No more dental appointments. Let's just go down for the bakery. It is supposed to open up, though, I think. I'm sure they were trying to get it open for Christmas, but I think the last sign I saw was in January.
That's, like, hectic if you're trying to open it for Christmas.
Yeah, I would think so.
If you're, like, trying to open it before Christmas.
I think one of the reasons they're opening a new one is because they do it's all so their baking. Well, and it's a big... Well, they do all their baking in a separate building, and then they have to transfer everything over to the other building. So they're making it just one big building.
Yeah, that'd be a little more convenient.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think they ever thought they were going to be so big.
Well, it's already, like, really small, and they're, like, really popular. Mm-hmm. There's not enough parking.
No, I know. I hope they have much more parking. Yeah.
It can get really crowded in there.
Yeah.
If they're busy, you have to take a number and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to expand.
Yeah, but they're always... You don't wait long. They're pretty quick.
True. Yeah, whenever you get up there...
Like, I don't take a number until I know what we're getting, because they're really quick.
And I panic whenever I don't know, because they're, like... Trying to move
right,
along.
They're they keep it moving.
This is a little deep. Okay, Dad. When did you know Dad was the one?
When did I know that he was the one?
Because I already know how you met, and I already know where your first date and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you even told me, you remember, like, you guys were just going to go on a date and, like,
You know, I guess I would have to say, you know, a defining moment in the relationship for me was when I got... Because I went to be a flight attendant during the time that we were dating. Mm-hmm. I started dating him in September, and by the beginning of November, I had gone to Chicago for training. And that entire time we were dating, I was kind of thinking, well, I'm leaving. I really wasn't taking it all that seriously, and I really didn't know what he was thinking. And then when I left, like the night before that I was leaving, he was like, I was expecting it to be like, well, you know,
bye.
and he was like, you know, I don't want to date anyone else. And I was kind of like thrown. I didn't really know what to say because I was like, okay, you know, I just, in my head, I thought there's no way this is going to be working because I will be gone, you know? And so, you know, I went to training and it was like a month. You know, every day that I was there, he called every day. I got cards in the mail every day. I got packages on a regular basis, you know, just all the stuff. And I remember at one point, he was like not letting go, you know, and I thought, oh, because usually guys are like, ugh. And my roommate, Jane, she was from Detroit. I remember her laughing one day. I was opening a package and she's like, he doesn't get it. You're in Chicago. We were laughing because she had a boyfriend too that she'd left in Detroit. And, you know, but then we got through training and I came home for Thanksgiving. I was able to come home for Thanksgiving. And then training ended at the beginning of December sometime. And, you know, I guess I didn't know how things were going to pan out, but on my days off, I was able to fly home and, you know, spend time. And usually, like, the way that the schedule went was in a month, you would have a group of 5 days off, another group of 4 days off, and then another group of 3 days off. And so, you know, sometimes depending on how my trips would go, if I had like 5 days off the day before when I was flying, if I could get released, I could fly home that night and then have those 5 days off and then fly back, you know, that last day at night. Anyways, so I couldn't come home for Christmas because I was flying, but I came home after Christmas. And the day that I was supposed to fly back to Chicago, they got fogged in. I couldn't get a flight to there. And right about the time they were finally opening their airport, Pittsburgh closed down. So I couldn't, and I'm on probation at this point. I just got out of training. I have to get back. And so I'm like, oh crap, what am I gonna do? So I'm calling Cleveland. They were fogged in, you know, and so as it turned out.
Well, how's that your fault if you can't get back because they're fogged in?
Well, because I chose to go home. Like my base was Chicago. So I needed to get back to Chicago. So I wound up taking a Greyhound bus back overnight.
Wait, is this whenever Dad came with your, oh my God!
So here I am, I'm like, we go home, and I'm, you know, I'm like, I gotta take this Greyhound bus overnight, and, you know, we hurry up, we rush down to the Greyhound station in Pittsburgh, and I'm getting ready to get on the bus, and I'm like, I don't have my purse. Like, oh, I can't, like, my ID's in there, I can't even get onto the, you know, my airplanes, or get to my apartment, or anything without this, I have to have it. And I'm like, I can't get on the bus. And he's like, get on the bus. Just go ahead and get on the bus.
Wait, Dad's
I'll get, yeah. He's like, I'll get your purse to you. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I don't know how you're going to do this. Remember, it's really foggy.
Yeah.
So he goes home.
Oh, and
him and Pappy get in the car. They're racing probably.
They had to go so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably driving way too fast and not good weather. It's nighttime now, you know. And when we got to the toll, to the toll booth at, you know, the Ohio border, they met the bus there at the Ohio border and they hollered back, somebody on here, you know, Laura Buckles. And they had got my purse to me that way. So
that is so funny.
I was like, who would do this for me?
Father, son.
Yes.
Bonding moment.
Yeah.
Dad and Pappy.
Clint. Yes. Yep. So
that's
crazy.
So funny. Wait, like, literally, whenever you were paying, like, the bus driver was paying to, like, go through the turnpike
thing,
you're like, and they caught up to you and they were behind. Like, how did the bus driver see? Like, how didn't he just, like, not keep going?
Well, back then they didn't have, like, you know, how we have the smart passes now where you don't have to even stop.
You have to pay.
You had to pay back then. There wasn't a such thing. So he had to stop. And that was how
he just happened to catch up to him there. And, like,
well, I think they got there before we did.
Oh my God.
I don't know how they did that, but they didn't know if we had gone through yet or not. Like, they had, and so they were kind of.
You didn't have, like, a phone to call them or anything?
No. No, there was nothing like that, you know, at this point in time. You know, cell phones didn't exist. I would call from payphones, you know, when I was flying from the airports. That was how, you know. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah, that was a pretty insane story.
That is clutch. Dad, oh my gosh. You're like, wow, he's the one. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then, Dad, when did you decide you wanted kids? Because you guys traveled so much first.
Yeah.
Like, was there a point that you guys were like, eh, let's just travel, like, let's not have kids, like...
You know, that's a tough one to say, because I think Daddy wanted them a lot sooner than I did, and I guess I probably never really told you this, but when I worked at AT&T, I worked with a girl who, she was older. She didn't get married, I don't want to say older, but she didn't get married till she was 40 years old. She wanted children very, very, very badly. They basically annihilated their savings account trying to get pregnant, couldn't get pregnant. This went on for 5 years. And she finally got pregnant.
I feel like you told me this before.
I've told you this. She was so excited. She told everyone, and then she had a miscarriage. And of course, somehow everyone knew she was pregnant, but nobody heard that she had the miscarriage. Yeah. So I was sitting next to her at work, and it was like constantly people coming up to her, hey, how you feeling, Mary? You know, like that type of thing. It was really tough.
Yeah.
And she was just devastated. So, you know, they tried again. It took them a while. They did eventually get pregnant again. And then everyone was so excited for her. She lost that baby during childbirth. And that really affected me because she was a good friend of mine. And I mean, I listened to all of the, you know, the funeral planning and, you know, just you have a baby, you're in the hospital, you're usually roomed. Well, it used to be you would be roomed with somebody else. You know, they're getting their baby every couple hours of feed. Hers has died. You know, she's sitting there by herself just crying. You know, you go home, you had your baby's room all set up and now you got to put all the stuff. I mean, just... all of it that she had to go through, and I kind of went through that with her, and at that point I was like, no way, no how, I'm not having kids, like I don't think I could ever emotionally handle that. So it really put, for me, putting kids on the back burner because of what I watched her go through. I just remember wondering if I could ever be strong enough to withstand having, you know, a miscarriage or going through something like that.
Did she ever have...
She did. And that's kind of the neat thing. So I think they were almost ready to give up. And her mom had just passed away. And it was right after, maybe a month later, that she found out she was pregnant. She did have a girl. Mm. I have pictures of me holding her in the office. I was probably pregnant with you at that point. It was like November time frame. I didn't really find out that I was pregnant with you until December, but... I probably was like very early on in my pregnancy with you, and I'm holding her baby. So that girl is about your age.
Just a little older than me.
Like a year older than you, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I kind of lost touch with Mary over the years, but I every once in a while I think about her because I know her daughter is about your age, you know. So she's somewhere out there. So...
because you guys, okay, yeah. I also wanted to ask about your favorite vacation destination, because you did travel a lot before you had kids. I didn't know if that was also part of the reason.
No, that had nothing to do with why. I just don't know at what point I decided that I was ready to go ahead and try to have kids, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Meantime, you guys traveled.
Right, pretty much. We did, you know. We just did a lot of traveling. My favorite destination...
is it either... wait. Alaska or Bermuda?
Yeah, probably one of those two. I mean, I loved every place we went. It's so hard, but...
you went to Italy, right? Or no, Ireland.
Ireland. We went to Ireland. Our honeymoon was down the west coast of Mexico. That
Italy
was very beautiful.
So fun.
I would love
to
go to Italy.
It's so pretty there.
Definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah.
We both ironically said, I don't know if I'll ever get
Australia.
Daddy to do this. When we were dating, we both said we wanted to go to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Never made it, but...
not yet.
Maybe someday we will. I would love to go.
Once you get rid of Addison and I.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, back to being just us two. Empty nesters.
And I'll be like, help me play for med school. Please.
Well, once you get to be a doctor, you'll be able to afford to do anything. So.
Yeah, it's going to take me like 20 years to get there.
Yeah.
You guys will never make it to Australia.
Yeah.
I'll be like, take me with you.
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty much it.
That was it. Those are all the questions. Okay. That wasn't so hard. right.
Any advice for me?
For what? Be more specific.
Growing up?
Oh, I mean, I could give you tons of advice, and I probably have you given do. You a ton you of advice do. Over the years. You know, it really depends on, you know, on what we're talking about, you know. I don't know. Just...
One of my favorites that Dad always says, think before you do.
Yeah. Yeah, just always, you know, I don't know. Just stay true to yourself, you know, especially as I worry more about as you get more into the dating thing and, you know, what kind of guy that you're going to wind up with, you know.
Will he bring me a purse cross country?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those are definitely, you know, how important are you to him? You should be very important to whoever is going to be your spouse. You know, unfortunately, we all kind of fall for people that aren't best for us. And that's hard because the heart tells you something different than what you know is best in your mind.
Yep. Yeah.
But you have to be strong and stay true to yourself always. With everything.
So find me a guy that'll put the pedal to the metal to get my purse.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought he'd come up here and make a guest appearance, but...
Yeah, he's probably emptying the truck. It sounds like they're taking the quad off of the truck too. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh no, that means they're gonna need me to move my car. Well, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I think we nailed it.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Is that long enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we did 40 minutes, huh?
Boom. That wasn't even hard.
No, that wasn't as hard as I thought.
That is.
That's a couple of those first questions, though. It was like, oh, I don't know. Going way back.
I guess it's easier for me to remember now.
Well, yeah, because you're younger. When you get older, you're like, I don't remember childhood anymore.
It's like some things that Addison and I, or like my friend group and I, will randomly talk about, like, oh my gosh, remember this? Like, whenever we were little. And
yep.
But I guess when I'm 50, it'll be harder to remember.
Yeah, memories.
Okay, that's all, folks. Say bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
There we go. Who's gonna hear this?
No one.
Oh.